Now we continue through our Revelation Bible study. This is point 16, page 20 in your outline, which is found on firmfoundationri.com. Revelation chapter 4 in verse 1. After these things I looked, and behold, a door standing open in heaven, and the first voice which I heard was like a trumpet speaking with me, saying, "Come up here, and I will show you things which must take place after this." So there's a door standing open in heaven. This is the third heaven, the place where God dwells. And the invitation is to come up here, inviting John to come and to view inside. Now this first voice is quite possibly Jesus Christ himself, when we compare with Revelation chapter 1 verse 10, which says, "I was in the Spirit on the Lord's day, and I heard behind me a loud voice as of a trumpet saying, I am the Alpha and the Omega." And as we continue through Revelation chapter 1, we realize that voice was in fact the voice of Jesus Christ himself. Noticed it says, "I will show you things which must take place after this." After what? The present church age, which has just been described, addressed, and expounded upon in Revelation chapters 2 and 3. So we go back to our three-point outline of the entire book of Revelation in Revelation chapter 1 in verse 19, which says, "Write the things which you have seen," that is the vision of Christ in chapter 1, "and the things which are," that is the state of the churches in chapters 2 and 3, "and the things which will take place after this." So Revelation chapter 4 in verse 1 marks the transition from the things which are to the things which will take place after this. Revelation chapter 4 verses 2 and 3. "Immediately I was in the Spirit, and behold, a throne set in heaven, and one sat on the throne, and he who sat there was like a jasper and a sardius stone in appearance, and there was a rainbow around the throne, in appearance like an emerald." So John is in the Spirit, and again, we had just read the cross-reference in Revelation chapter 1, verse 10, "I was in the Spirit." So this is a recognition that God was giving John divine revelation, or more properly, a reaffirmation. So he sees a throne. A throne. This is God's throne. And we have references elsewhere in the Bible to God's throne, especially relating to visions of the third heaven. And the first one is in the book of Isaiah. Isaiah chapter 6 in verse 1 reads, "In the year that King Uzziah died, I saw the Lord sitting on a throne, high and lifted up, and the train of his robe filled the temple." And Isaiah goes on to explain his vision of the throne room of God. In Ezekiel likewise sees a vision of the third heaven. And Ezekiel chapter 1 in verse 26 reads, "And above the firmament over their heads was the likeness of a throne, in appearance like a sapphire stone. On the likeness of the throne was a likeness with the appearance of a man high above it." The Apostle Paul in 2 Corinthians chapter 12. 2 Corinthians chapter 12 verses 2 through 4 reads, "I know a man in Christ who 14 years ago, whether in the body I do not know, or whether out of the body I do not know, God knows. Such a one was caught up to the third heaven, and I know such a man, whether in the body or out of the body I do not know, God knows, how he was caught up into paradise and heard inexpressible words, which it is not lawful for a man to utter." And Paul is humbly referring to his vision or transport to the third heaven 14 years prior to the writing of 2 Corinthians. Revelation chapter 20 in verse 11 is our fourth reference that we're going to take a look at here. And then I saw a great white throne in him who sat on it, from whose face the earth and the heaven fled away, and there was found no place for them. So here we have a picture of the Lord reigning and judging at the great white throne judgment, which is something that is specific to unbelievers. It is a judgment of wrath against those who did not believe. We're going to be covering that in considerably more detail when we get there in the study. Also notice the mention of a rainbow. There was a rainbow around the throne. And what does the rainbow remind us of? It reminds us of God's promise that he would never again destroy the earth with a flood. So the rainbow is associated with God's covenant. And the reference here is a broader reference to the fact that God is a covenant keeper. In other words, God keeps his oaths, God keeps his word, and God keeps his covenant to all of those who trust in him through his son Jesus Christ for salvation. And in Genesis chapter 9, verses 12 and 13, we read, "And God said, this is the sign of the covenant which I make between me and you and every living creature that is with you for perpetual generations. I set my rainbow in the cloud, and it shall be for the sign of the covenant between me and the earth." Revelation chapter 4 and verse 4. "Around the throne were 24 thrones, and on the thrones I saw 24 elders sitting, clothed in white robes, and they had crowns of gold on their heads." 24 elders on the thrones. These are church saints reigning under God's authority. Now, we read of the 24 elders here again in Revelation chapter 5, verses 8 through 10. And again, we'll cover it when we get to it, but I want to read it here to help bring the fuller understanding out. "Now when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each having a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, you are worthy to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain and have redeemed us to God by your blood out of every tribe and tongue and people and nation, and have made us kings and priests to our God, and we shall reign on the earth." And this, of course, will come to its fulfillment in the millennial kingdom or the messianic kingdom. Why are there 24 elders here around the throne? We've got 24 thrones, and on the thrones 24 elders are sitting, and they are found here in the presence of God. Well, we don't know for certain why there are 24. There is much speculation as to why, and the biblical significance of the number. Of course, in the Old Testament, there were 24 courses of Levites, which would go in and minister before the Lord and offer up the incense in prayers before him. And that's quite possibly the correlation here, but we're really not sure. Now, the next question that comes up, are these 24 elders men or angels? And we can say absolutely they are men. They are church saints, so they are specifically men from the New Testament era. Well, how do we know this? Well, notice that in the verse we read that they are clothed in white robes. And in the church age passages and the letters to the churches, we've got a couple references to that. And in Revelation chapter 3 in verse 4, we read, "You have a few names even in Sardis who have not defiled their garments, and they shall walk with me in white, for they are worthy." And again, in Revelation chapter 3, in verse 18, we read, "I counsel you to buy from me gold refined in the fire, that you may be rich." Here it is. in white garments, that you may be clothed, that the shame of your nakedness may not be revealed, and anoint your eyes with eye salve, that you may see. Not only do these 24 elders have white robes, they have overcomers' crowns. Again, something that is associated with church age saints. In the section of the things which are, the letters to the seven churches, this era in which we live, Revelation chapter 2, verse 10. Do not fear any of those things which you are about to suffer. Indeed, the devil is about to throw some of you into prison, that you may be tested, and you will have tribulation 10 days. Be faithful until death, and I will give you the crown of life. So this is an overcomer's crown. And in Revelation chapter 3, verse 11, behold, I am coming quickly. Hold fast what you have, that no one may take your crown. And in verse 12, we read, he who overcomes, I will make him a pillar in the temple of my God. So again, the reference there in the context is to an overcomer's crown. The third line of evidence that these are men and not angels, in addition to their white robes and their overcomer's crowns, as being things that are mentioned in the context of church saints, is that elders in the Bible is a term that is used only of men and not of angels. And the fourth line of evidence is this, and we read it a little bit ago, that these were redeemed. In Revelation chapter 5, verse 9, we read that these elders are among those who are singing that they have been redeemed by God. Now, the four living creatures are angelic beings, and the angelic beings are not redeemed. So the fact that we've got the four living creatures and 24 elders singing this song means that either or both, but at least one of the these categories, the living creatures of the 24 elders, had to have been redeemed to God by the blood of Christ. So if it's not the four living creatures, it has to be the 24 elders. So therefore, the 24 elders have to be men and not angels. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 5. Revelation chapter 4 and verse 5 reads, and from the throne proceeded lightnings, thunderings, and voices. Seven lamps of fire were burning before the throne, which are the seven spirits of God. And we had taken a look at earlier, what are the seven spirits of God? In Revelation chapter 1, verse 4, we had read that grace to you and peace from him who is and who was and who is to come, and from the seven spirits who are before his throne, and from Jesus Christ, the faithful witness. So these seven spirits represent that which is before the throne of God the Father. And in Revelation chapter 3, verse 1, we read, these things says he who has the seven spirits of God and the seven stars. So these seven spirits are something that are possessed by Jesus Christ, who is saying these things. So they are possessed by God the Son, the Christ, the God-man. And any good Old Testament scholar, Bible scholar, would be able to tell you that the seven spirits which are identified with God the Son are found in Isaiah chapter 11 and verse 2. The Spirit of the Lord shall rest upon him. The Spirit of wisdom, number 2. And understanding, number 3. The Spirit of counsel, number 4. The Spirit of might, number 5. The Spirit of knowledge, number 6. And of the fear of the Lord, number 7. And I just read Isaiah chapter 11, verse 2. See how beautiful this Word of God is in all of its entirety. Okay, note the presence here of the triune God in the throne room of God. Okay, picking up in the narrative, Revelation chapter 4, verses 6 through 8. Before the throne there was a sea of glass like crystal. In the midst of the throne and around the throne were four living creatures full of eyes in front and in back. The first living creature was like a lion, the second living creature like a calf, the third living creature had a face like a man, and the fourth living creature was like a flying eagle. And the four living creatures, each having six wings, were full of eyes around and within, and they do not rest day or night, saying, holy, 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 Lord God Almighty, who was and is to come. And we'll go into a little more detail at 16i in our outline in our next segment.